Okay, we'll pick it up from the sign of the days, the bottom line. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to discuss more Nun Zayin of the Beis at the bottom. Last line. The Gemara is now discussing more details about what happened in Beitar. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Amar V'yachon. Arboim saw kitzutzei tefillin. 40 saw of, literally, I'll call it pairs of tefillin. Rashi says the Lashon kitzutza comes from the box. The, what we call the box of tefillin, that's the kitzitza. It's also important to know for halacha. When you talk, you see the Shachar talking about different, there's the ritzuah. So the kitzitza is the box part. Rashi says anything which is besides the ritzuah is called the kitzitza. There are 40 saw worth of kitzutzei tefillin. Nimtzu b'rashe haruge beser. They were found on the heads of haruge beser. That was probably because of the fact that they were wearing tefillin. They used to wear tefillin the whole day. Right? It's not like they punked. This happened during Shacharis. I mean, they were wearing tefillin. So Rabbi Yanai, so that's one version. That's the version Rabbi Bachana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Shalosh kupos shel arboim arboim so. He has a different version. He says there were three big boxes that each had arboim so in each of them. Each had arboim so. That would come out to three times as much, 120. Right? Because each box had 40 so. So three of them is 120. V'masnistatana, you have another version in a brisa, arboim kupos, shal shal shal. So it's really the same idea as Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Shmuel, but instead of having three big boxes of arboim so in each, we had 40 smaller boxes. 40 kupos, each of them had three so. Okay, so the last two shitas are saying there was 120 so in altogether. The first shita of Rabbi Rochan and then Rabbi Yochanan was that there are only 40. So the Gemara says, there's no machloikis. Now, look at the Ransberger on the side. He points out, you might have thought that the Gemara is coming to say there's no machloikis between the last two. Right? There are three versions here quoted. So you might have thought, well, the first one's clearly arguing on the second two. But the Gemara is saying that the second two are not arguing on each other, even though they're reporting it slightly differently. They're not arguing. That's what you might have thought. But the Ransberger says, no, the point is to say that nobody's arguing. All three shitas are in agreement. That what? That it was the exact same thing, but in other words, everybody's in agreement with what happened, but Hadiresha Hadidara. One, meaning the first version, which was Rabbi Rochanan, he's talking about the Rosh. So by the Rosh, right, you're going to have less because they're much bigger. Since the Rosh are bigger, you're going to have only 40, whereas the Shalyad are smaller, so you're going to have 120. You have three times as large. Now, let's just, Rashi asked the obvious question over here. Few points. First, Rashi tells us that Rashi explains the math. Then he says, "V'toymar dalid." Yeah, so the first line of Rashi is "Mem so dereisha shem gedolim dalid batim b'chol k'titza havu gimel zimne mem so." So Rashi says, "What's the pshat? Why is it that the shel rosh were fewer? Why are they bigger? Why are the shel rosh bigger and therefore fewer? Because the shel rosh has four different compartments as opposed to the Shalyad, but it's all in one compartment. Everybody know that? When the Shvatil and Shalyad, you have the same parashios, but they're all, in the Shvatil and Shalyad, they're all written in one, on one klaf. And in the Shal Rosh, it's four different klafin that are divided into four different boxes. That's you see the slots on the Shvatil and Shal Rosh that is like that. And therefore, the Shvatil and Shal Rosh are bigger. I'm not sure if our Shvatil and Shal Rosh are actually that much bigger, but they do it. But Lamaisa, the Shvatil and Shal Rosh, makes sense, the Shvatil and Shal Rosh are bigger. Yeah, so exactly, that could be. So Rashi asked the obvious question. If you're telling me that there are four parashios in the Tefillin Shel Rosh as opposed to Tefillin Shel Yad, so what's bothering Rashi? How much bigger? It should be four times, right? You should find four times. What? Meaning, if the Vort is, if you're telling me that the Tefillin Shel Rosh was only 40, it was a third of the Tefillin Shel Yad because the Tefillin Shel Rosh were bigger and therefore you had fewer of them because each one of them was bigger. And the reason they're bigger is because you had four parashios instead of one, so they should be four times bigger. So it should be four times the amount of shalyats. So right? It should be times four. It shouldn't be a third. It should be only a quarter.
Yeah, but that's necessarily.
So Rash, that's Rash's kasha. What's the obvious teretz?
I just
don't know the measurements. Why not? It's four times more.
It's result of volume, then there's the base.
It still has four, all four partios within
them. No, but Rashi's telling you the vort is. Rashi's telling you the vort is. There were four of them. That's how Rashi explains it. Oh, so what's the pshat? The pshat is Gishmak. Rashi points out, guys, Rashi points out that it's true that the Shulchan Shalyad had only one as opposed to four that the Shulchan Shalyad had, but that one had a much bigger cloth. Because the one klaf had four parshas. Are you proud of the fact that you thought of that, or that you learned Rashi?
I learned
I'm proud that I learned Rashi.
What? Okay. Pesach? You thought of that. Okay. I'm kind of proud of you also. I'm half proud of you.
I'm also half proud of myself.
Okay. I got half proud of myself. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, anyway, so that's the chesed and the math. Okay. There's another pashup shot kasha. I'm sure the Olam asked, the Maram Shif asked his kasha, that how could we say that one version of the story is talking about the Shalosh, other is talking about the Shalyad, the Lashon HaGemara was Nimtzu Beroshe Haruge Beitar. It was found on their heads. It
means the Berosh of their bicep.
Okay, so that's one way to go. The truth is, I think the Maram Shif Taka says in one shot, he says, he doesn't exactly say that, but he says that Rosh is like an expression of, not Lav Dafkin, it means the literal head. It's like an expression of their strength or something.
That's exactly
what
he says.
What?
What?
The what?
They're called Roshim, the judges, or whatever.
Rosh Ibn Israel. Yeah, I don't know if he brings that puzzle, but he brings something similar to that.
But isn't
that's one shot. What?
Isn't this the one that we're saying is talking about the Rosh? And then the next one is the...
Yeah. No, whatever it is. I'm saying, one. What do you mean? Which it doesn't matter. Hot Reish Hot Dadar, right? One is Hot Reish, one is talking about the Rosh. So whichever one's talking about, the arm was going to say that it really meant that when the Lashon of Haruge was says Haruge it's a good metaphor. The other pshat is that he brings the Geshmak pshat. I was looking it up because I don't see this brought in the halacha. There's actually, he says the halacha is that if a person is carrying something on their arm and they can't wear their tefillin, so they should take it off and put it on their head. So that's what was going on. They couldn't have it on their arms because they were carrying their weapons or whatever it was. So memela, they had to put it on their heads. It's interesting that in halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Mem Aleph. There it talks about the other way. They take it off the head, and by the yad, it says you don't really have to take it off. And if you do, you do take it. I didn't see that it's brought halacha to put it onto your head. But I'll go put it. That's what Ram Shiv says to get out of this kash. Okay, I think that I'll go and talk about this. Kivager about it, but I'll put him. That's just the ma'aser. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter Amar Rasi Arba Kabin Mayach Nimtzu Al Even Achas. There were 40 kabin, so a measurement of volume of moch of brains that was found in Even Achas. Ulamar Tishakab Amar Ganavitei Mashayla Bar Mori Mikra. Where do we see this in the pasuk? The pasuk says Bas Bubble Has Sheduda Ashrei Shesharlech Begoimer Ashrei Sheyoches VeNipetz Es Alaleich Elasola. Everybody should be intimately familiar with this pasuk because it's the end of Al Naras Bavel, which hopefully everybody says every time they wash, not on Shabbos or a day of Tachanun.
I'm sorry.
But if they do, they should say this. And basically the pasuk says that Ashrei, it's pretty gory, that we're saying Ashrei, praiseworthy is the one that takes your young children and smashes them into the rock. That's what we are saying about Bavel, that we want their children to be smashed into the rock. Now that sounds a little bit gory, and it is. Now why are we saying that?
Because
they must have done it to us. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya that this would happen to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says we want to do this to the Babylonians. But the Teretz says since they did this to us, right? So the Pshat is, Ashri Sheshalem Lech as Gemulech. It's funny, the Gemara here doesn't bring that, but just Ashri Sheshalem Lech the Goymer. But Ashri Sheshalem Lech as Gemulech, your retribution for what you did to us. So you see that this was already spoken about by David HaMelech, that this was going to happen, that our children, Rachman al-Son, are going to have this happen to them. Okay. Bnei Tzion ha-yikar ma-musulon, musulon b'pas. The Bnei Tzion, which are precious, are musulon b'pas. Now, musulon, pashup shat, means that they are like lauded, they're praised with pas. Now, pas with this fancy, what's pas?
Fine gold.
Fine what?
Precious stone.
Precious stone.
High gold.
Okay. So now, that's the simple way of reading the pasuk would be misulam bipaz would be that they were more precious even than the paz. Now I saw a geshmak ha'ara here in the Marsha. The Marsha says the reason the Gemara is not so sure about it here is because it should have said misulam mipaz, like we say anechmadim mipaz nechmadim mizav umipaz rav. Right, when we talk about how it's better than, it should be mipaz, or it should be kipaz, it should be like the paz. But Nechmat and Muslim Bipaz is a little bit of a strange lush. So therefore the Gemara is trying to figure out what happened. It was a Muslim Bipaz. The Gemara says, my Misulam. Again, Pashup Shah Muslim is that it's praised. That the Bnei Tzion are praised, they're praised like Paz. So the Gemara says, my Muslim Paz, now Ilay Madavu Mechafi Bipizu. If you say it means that they were actually covering themselves Bipaz, says the Marsha, because that would work better with the word bit, right? If they're covering themselves with the pa, be would sound like with the pas. Again, if you're saying they're more precious than the pas, should have been with the men. So here the pshat is there. If you want to say the pshat is they actually are adorning themselves with the pas, machapi bepisa, that can't be. But the Rishila tarti miskle yestiri pisa nafus ma'alma. We know the Rishila taught us that two measurements of yestiri, in other words, two weights of yestiri, Rashi says the sloy. That of Paz came down to the world. Nafas Ram came down to the world. Chadabro, one of them is Barom. The rest of the world. So there's no way that all of the Bnei Tzion were adorned with this Paz. So Elishayu Meganin Esa Paz Biyofion. So it's Fakert. Not that they were with the Paz, but they would degrade the Paz because of their beauty. Their beauty overshadowed the Paz. And therefore, they would be megana. They would like put down the paz, but the paz was not chashuv compared to them. There, because of their yofi, megana is a paz be yofim. With their beauty, they were able to put down the paz. The Gemara now explains me kara chashivi de remoi habanakti bilyoyno de gushpanko umisham shir sayu. In the earlier times, before they got their hands on Klal Yisrael's children, so the chashuv people of Rome, they would take the stamps on their coins, the tsuros, the different pictures that were engraved on their tsuros, they were beautiful pictures, and they would have that near the beds where they were mishamesh mitasayu with their wives, and this way the wives would give birth to something which would resemble the picture on the beautiful picture on the coin. Once they had the Jewish children, so ma'isa b'nei Yisrael, they would bring the b'nei Yisrael, va'astu b'kar d'parai, they would tie them to the bed, u'mishamshi, and they would have tashmish. And that's what they, because they were so beautiful, they were more beautiful than these coins. One of these children, who was Nebuch, tied up to this bed, said to another child that was there, where does it say in the Torah that this type of thing is going to happen? You see the amazing Amunah, right, of Klal Yisrael, that they said, must be that this is the Torah wanted. Must be that it was already described and prophesied about in the Torah. Where do we see that it's written in the Torah? Amalei, gam kol choli v'chol maka shelokos v'sefer ha-Torah azos. This is the pasuk in the Tochecha, in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Ki Savu, that after describing and enumerating all the terrible things that's going to happen, and the Torah says that even things which are not mentioned here are going to happen. The Marsha says, why is that a reference to this? Because this was a very degrading thing the Torah didn't even want to speak about. So this degrading thing, the Torah just alluded to and says, yeah, even something which I didn't mention is going to happen to them. So after hearing the answer, Omar, the boy that asked the question, he said to his friend, Kama marchik nam miduchtim plan. How am I? How far am I? I'm up to a certain place in Torah. How far am I from this place where it's going to talk about this? Amalei, Ingrid, he says, you're very close. Ma'at, very, very small amount. Pusta ubalga, you're just a daf, the chetzi away, one daf and a half away. Amalei, imata de gabe, lo tzricha lecha. He says, if I would have gotten there, I wouldn't have needed you. I think the Marsha adds on, what's the pshat? I wouldn't have needed. The pshat is, I would have chapped that that's pshat in the pasuk. Right? Not just that I would have seen the pasuk. It's not a furish in the pasuk. He says, I would have chapped alein. On my own, I would have understood that that's pshat in the pasuk, right? So number one, I take out of this, you see the amazing emunah of the children of Klal Yisrael, that they chapped it. This is all a direct, this is not chas v'shalom, we feel, I just had this terror attack on Friday, I've just asked everybody to be learning the schus, not even the shvul g'nishmas, but also the refuah of the father, Avram Noach ben Yehudis. But, you know, unfortunately, like the first feeling we feel is like Hashem left us. It's like Hashem is not here. And it's like, that's like the Yetzer Hara, you know, like Hashem doesn't care about us. See, these children, while they were Shas Maisa, this about us in the Torah. The Shas, which pasuk? Oh, is this pasuk or that pasuk? And the second amazing part of the Torah story is that they're still living and learning. That's what they care about. Like, oh, chop, I would have chopped that on my own. That's what we might. Okay, so
how can they?
The Shver Matzah now, but the Maisa might as well be learning. What else are you going to
do? There's Erev in front of them. How can they learn?
Erev, that's a Behemoth. It's a Behemoth.
What do you mean?
Behemoth. Erev is. Zir masusim
sumasim.
I'm sure they're. Plus, who cares? They're not looking at them. Well, that's your kasha. That's a seminary question.
It's
halal. What? First of all, I'm telling you that a goy is not called Arab.
No,
what? In this mice, you can pass it. But second of all, they didn't look. Okay, look the other way. Okay. What? Amar Yudah Mashmul. But there's also Shaila, what's the din of Hirhur? Lo Yir Bach Erev Dover. So we do pass in Halacha that it's only about Erev Dover. Hirhur is Mutter. So okay, so they spoke, but afterwards they were thinking and learning. Okay. Amr Bhira Mashmu, Mishum Mishum Ben Gamliel. My Tachsiv, My eyes were, through the tears of my eyes, I was ruining my soul. So the Gemara Dashens, Arba Meos Batik Neosios, Hobekrach Beta. There were 400 shuls, Uvachol Achas Vachas, Hayuba, Arba Meos Malamdi Tinoikos. Each one of these 400 shuls, there were 400 teachers, Vachol Echad Vachad Hayulafan of Arba Meos Tinoikos. Each one of these teachers had 400 tinokos, Shalbeis Rabban, of young children. How many is that altogether, Ben? 400 times 400 times 400? 64 million. Million. 400 times 400 times 400. 64 million. Okay? That's a lot of children. When the Oyev came in, they started attacking the goyim with their sticks. Also, you know, the bravery of Klal Yisrael. Right? They don't care who's coming. They're not just giving in. Okay. When the goyim overpowered them, velachtem, and captured them, karchum is Ephraim. They wrapped them up in their own swarm that they were learning. They see some beish, and they set them. Boy. Okay. Tana Rabbanim. Zakti Gemara, we have a price.
64 million
in Beitar,
it's a lot of people.
I'm not sure. We saw a lot of, in the previous app. We mentioned the Shiloh was a Guzma. There were some crazy numbers we saw in Daphne Zion.
It's
Daphne
64, right? It's like also.
Well, I said 60. 60 is a big number. The other Gemara talks about 60. 600,000, 60, 10,000, right? So I'm not sure. I don't know if all was a Guzma. Definitely a big place. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'isa Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. There was a Ma'isa Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Shalach lekrach gadol shabroimi. That he went to a big city in Rome. In Rome. Amru loy. So the people of the said to him, Tinok echad yesh beis asurim. There's a Tinok here in the beis asurim. Yafei naim, his beautiful eyes. V'tov roi, and he has a beautiful appearance. Uputzoysav sturus lo taltal. I think that means he had payas, no?
It says curly hair.
Yeah, it's payas, Mustama. Anyway, he had curly hair, right? He had curly hair, but Mustama, he had a nice kishmak, a payas. Chassidish a payas, like, you know, that, you know what I'm saying? He had it's curled up. Okay. Anyway, halach va'amar al pesach beis asurim. So, Yibishub ben Chananya went and he stood at the Pesach, and for us to see if this kid was a learned boy or not. And Omar, he said, Minosan l'meshisa Yaakov Yisrael ha'bayzizim. Who put Yaakov into such a downtrodden state that they're being embarrassed and degraded? So Anoy said Tinok. The Tinok said Va'omar, and he answered by finishing the pasuk in Yeshaya, which was being quoted. Yeshua ben Chananya began a pasuk in Yeshaya, Men Beis Chav Dalet, and the Tinok, upon hearing this, he says, Omar, Halo Hashem Zuchatanu Lo, Lo Abu Bedrachav, Haloch Velo Shamu Betayrasum. So he saw that the kid knew what he was talking about. Omar. So you see, I guess somebody learned Tanakh. He must have gone to Zilberman's. But he was impressed by the Nach. So Amar, Muftachani boy Shemay Rabbi Yisrael. He says, I'm sure that this child is going to be a Mayor Rabbi Yisrael. Avoidash eni zaz mikan. It's like a shvua that he's not going to leave. Ajev denu b'chol mamon Shabbosalav. Until I'm paid him for whatever money they ask. Amru, so they said about Yeshua ben Chananya, this Maisa, Lozoz Misham, he did not leave there, Asher Paltu B'Maman Harbe. He stuck to his word, kept his word, and he was paid to the child for a tremendous amount of money. And it wasn't a long time until he was actually Mayor Rabbi Yisrael, Umano Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Who was this? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So the top Taisis asked the Kash, which we've already seen from Taisis earlier than Daf Mem Zayin, which will be there. We had the Sugya, you're not allowed to be paid there for too much money. Oh, right? So Taisis here, chazes over a little bit from what he said over there. Tosfos says that first of all, when he's talking about a kashayla of sakana, it's different. He brings it right from the Gemara earlier. That there, even though someone there did the wrong thing, but when it comes to sakana, we have to save them. Another teretz is mishum the muflag b'chachma. He says he was muflag b'chachma, and since he's muflag b'chachma, so then he was allowed to save him. Now Tosfos, oh beautiful. So Tosfos over there. What
was that during Gemara?
Tulsa quoted a few. Tulsa over there quoted two Gemara. First, he quoted a Gemara from Ksubis about being part of your wife. There he said, and then he brought an our Gemara. He said, Shu ben Chananya, the parki, the Hutino, I'm quoting out Tulsa, I'm in Hey. He said, Maman Harbe, the Gemara in Hanizak, and our Gemara, he says he was Mutfak Bachachma. That was one answer. Inami Bishas Churban Habayas, Lo Shaykh, the Lodigrubu. Bishas Churban Habayas, it's not Shaykh. the whole Ligruv, it doesn't make sense. Because the whole little Ligruv was that we don't want to encourage the Goyim to do this. B'shas Chorban, the Goyim would do whatever they want. So there was no reason not to be Poytiv. You might as well just say whatever you could say. But if it's Dama place, and the Goyim maybe start, maybe they won't, and now you're going to encourage them to do it more, okay, we don't want to do it. Don't entice them to do it more, so we're not going to be Poytiv for too much money. But here, the Goyim were Stam doing crazy things. It wasn't going to make a difference, so you might as well do it. That's how Tosos learned it. So it comes out all together, it'll be three Tirus. Put the two Tosos together, it would be either, it was the Shas Sakana, it's different. Number two, he was Muflik B'chachma. And number three, Tosos says over there, B'shas HaChorban is different. So the Maram Shif over here says, he says, that's a little bit shver, that pshat, because, well, it seems shver, because he says, then wouldn't it make sense if this story is happening B'shas HaChorban? So now, who is this child in the story? You're B'Shmuel Ben Elisha. Mishmuel ben Elisha is the famous Tana from Brachos Daf Zayin, where Hashem says Mishmuel beni Barcheni. He was being oived in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Hashem said Mishmuel beni Barcheni, you have to give me a bracha. So he wasn't a child in this man Churban. He was already serving as the Kohen Gadol when he was old. So he brings a Taisus in Yevamos that there were two people with this name. There were two Mishmuel ben Elishas. He says it must be this a different Mishmuel ben Elisha. That's the Maram Shif.
Because they were both like Myra the Rabbi.
They're both pretty chashuf. I mean, maybe the Kohen Gadol ain't bad.
This,
you know?
Next Maisa was of what?
So good. That's a shot. This next Maisa, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's clear who this next Maisa is.
They're both Kohen Gadol.
I'm not sure. Well, this was. Here it doesn't say it was a Kohen Gadol.
But
right?
The next Maisa is Maisa.
But the next Gadol, right, the next Maisa could have been the first one. Could have been the first one. Yeah, the second one, Pashat, was not. Yeah.
Maybe it's like one of these. Yeah, it should be weird because it's pretty
what?
Weird. No,
you think it's the same one?
No, yeah. You can. These kids are like, you know, adult, teenagers at least.
Yeah, because it sounds like now. Okay, but I don't know. The Shas Churban was like 1 year, so it's not clear. Kids, it's not 100% clear. Just to point out that the first Mishmuel ben Elisha Lachar is not the same one as the Kohen. Okay, and, next Ma'ase. I'm reading a Rav Ma'ase of Benov Bitul Shal Mishmuel ben Elisha. It was a Ma'ase with his children. Shenishbu l'shnei adonim. They were taken captive to two different adonim. One went to one to the other. The Yavin is that which came to Mecha. At a little while later, the two masters met each other. Ze'omer, one of them says, "Listen, Yeshli Eved She'en Ki Yavur Cholom. I have an Eved who's the most beautiful Eved you've ever seen. Person in the world. Ze'omer Yeshli Shivcha She'en Cholom Kulok Biyafa. I have a Shivcha. You can't compare to her beauty. Amr, listen, Bo Nasiim Zelazel. Let's marry them together. V'nechalek Bivlados. I'm gonna split the Vlad." They put them into a cheder. So each one of them sat in a different corner. And I'm going to be Esa Shivcha. That would make sense based on this. Like you guys were saying, this was the first Mishmuel ben, right? Also, with the timing would work out better. That this Maisa is Mishmuel ben Elisha, even though Dani doesn't like it because they're back to back. But still, I think it would make more sense that way. Anyway, I'll call upon him. He says, "So I'm going to ask a shivcha." V'zosam rasa niko en es pasko an gedoylem en asi leheder ubachol kol alaylo came in shalom and a shachar ikiru ze. They recognized each other. V'naflu ze al ze, and they fell upon each other. V'gobe b'chia, and they screamed out with crying. Ad sheyatzah nishmasam, until their souls departed. V'alein koyni nirmiya, and that's what Yirmiya was lamenting. Al eila ani b'chia, eini yarda mayim. Hey, my eyes are dripping, flooding with tears about this. I figured Opa's going to ask, how could they touch each other? Brothers, she was machmir like the Rambam. Yeah, so, what? What are you going to say?
I didn't ask that.
Yeah, I knew you were
going
to ask that. What? We do Paskin. It's a Dover Maguna. Okay.
Paskin,
no. It's Shas Chorban Shining.
What?
Shas Chorban Shining.
That's what I was thinking, Shas Chorban Shining. Okay. Amrei Shlokish. Maisa Bisha Achas. Tzofnas Bas Pniel Shemo. There was a maaseh with a woman, and her name was Tzofnas Bas Pniel. Why was that her name? Tzofnas, she called Tzofin Beyafia. She was called Tzofnas. Everybody was gazing at her beauty.
Before the Rambam existed.
Bas Pniel, Bito, Shel Kohen Gadol, Sheshimesh Lefnai V'Lefnim. So that's Lashon Pniel. She was in the Pnim. She was her father was the Kohen Gadol who was Lefnai V'Lefnim. And what happened? Shenis Olal Ba Shavoy Kol Alayla. Her captor. Defiled her the entire night. L'machar il bisha shiva chalukim. The next day, he put on her seven layers of clothing. V'otziya l'machra, and he wanted to sell on the shop. Ba'adam echad shayim achur b'yoser. A very ugly person came along. Amar lo, I want to see her beauty.
Amlareka, he says, you fool, empty man. If you want to buy a buyer, there's no one as beautiful as her. Omar Loi, the potential buyer, says, no, I want to see. If Shita, Shisha Chalokim, so they took off six layers. Ushvi, and the seventh, Karato, she ripped it herself, and it's Pal Shabbe Efer, and she rolled around in the dirt. If you wouldn't have pity on us, at least on your name, you should be chas to allow this thing to happen. Okay, which is now this lashon mispalshi, be'efer really means ashes. Okay, but lachari in this mice was really dirt, but it's like a play on words. Mispalshi anyway, mispalshi be'efer, avil. And that's the end of the pasuk. Evel yachid asilach misper tanur. So an evel yachid, a single evel you should make for yourself, misper tanur, a misper eulogy, which a bitter eulogy, kipitum yavo ashoided alein. Because suddenly the shoided, the intruder is going to come upon us. So the Gemara Darshins, the pasuk says, aleinu, it says aleinu, alech alone emar. It doesn't say alecha, it should have said alecha, it's going to come upon you. Right, because the Navi is saying, Basim is talking to Basimi. Right, you should put on a sock because the enemy is about to come to you. So why does Vaza say Bo Aleinu? Yavo Shad Aleinu. So that's the drasha. Aleinu Alecha Lo Nemar El Aleinu Kivyachol Alive Alecha Boshodid. Kivyachol, it's coming on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, it's coming on me as well. Open was saying that's pshat in the Maisa that she was saying, you're being mechal, your shame. Right, so that's kilu da'ovid. The oyid is coming on you also, Hashem. Because it's one thing you don't want to be chal, you don't want to have pity on us. But what about yourself, your own kavod, kvod shemecha, that you're not chosen. So it's kilu da'ovid is coming on you as well. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ma'itach Siv. What's pshat in the pasuk? It's the pasuk in Micha va'ashku gever uveisav ishnach lasu. So you stole a man in his house. And the man and his inheritance. There's a maisa with a person who was interested in his friend's wife. We just had it in Sarah Sederos. That's not a yeshivish thing to do. But he was interested. Vishulya Dinagriava. And he was an apprentice by this guy. So in other words, this person that he wanted was his master, was his teacher in this malach. Okay? He was some type of carpenter. He was learning. Learning in Umanus. Now, so I think I saw the Marshal here also at this point. Like, who cares? Who cares who he was? Like, just say it was a guy who was
is not a rabbi.
Oh, beautiful. So there was a guy. He's medayik that Rashi. That Rashi says. That's what he says. The Rashi points out that nosan ain of beishas rabbi. So don't think that it was a rav. That it was like his rebbe. It wasn't stam a talmud with his rebbe. He was teaching him Torah. So the more emphasized, no, it's the Shulah Dinag. Not that we care exactly which malach it was. The point was not Torah. Okay, yeah, very good. You got to that? That was good.
No, I just right now.
You said right now, yes. Yeah. That is the, I'm not sure, it's either Masha or Maram Shiv. Says that.
This is showing like the Torah to get Dakar up there. It's like, the Jews are not down that stuff. That's what Rashi's saying.
Okay, I guess so. You should just know that it was, yeah. I don't see it here. Maybe it was the Ram Shiv. Okay, I'll call upon him. So that was that's what he was. So he was interested in his master's wife. So what does he do? Hamacha Sutzerchalavos one time the master needed some money. Amarlo, no problem, I'll lend you the money. Shkar Ishtacha, send over your wife, Etzli to me. Valvena, and I'll lend you the money and you'll get the money. So Shigar Ishtacha, so he sends his wife. Sha'ima Shloshayam. He held on to the wife for 3 days. Kadam Uba Etzlo. So now, the question why he waited 3 days. Okay, I'm not getting into that, but after 3 days, he comes now to the Malvet, to his student, and he says, Amarlo, Ishti Shigartilcha, by the way, my wife that I sent to you, Echani, I haven't seen her. Amarlo, Ani Patartia. I sent her away, La Alta, right away. Vishamati Shatinak, but I heard that the Tinakos were Nisal Uba. Baderach. They started off with her and they defiled her Baderach. So Amr Lo, he said, okay, my essence, so what should I do? What? Yes, I'm going to get back to it in a second with the Marsha. But yeah, like the kids, you know, the wild teenagers started up with her. Tinokos in Chazal doesn't mean like a two-year-old. Tinokos can mean children. Like Tinokos shel beis rabban. It can mean children. It doesn't have to mean, just means not adult. So Amar lo Ma'a says, what should Amar lo, listen, if you listen to me, I would say Girsha, you should divorce her. He says, I have a problem. Amar lo, k'subasam ruba, she has a big suba, I can't stop divorce her. Amar lo, ani aldecha. Listen, I'll give you money. You give her the k'suba, divorce her. So the master, listen, Amar zeh v'girsha, halachu v'nasa, this guy, Weasel, goes and marries this woman. Came and shegi yezman, no, evlo, hila lefaru. Once the zman came and the master couldn't pay back the loan, Amar lo, bo v'aseh mi b'chovva, you can work for me to pay off your chov. V'ayuhem yoishim v'aychlim, he and his wife, which was the old wife of the master, right, the student and his new wife, were oichlim v'shoysin, eating and drinking, but huwa ya'oymeid u'mashka lehen. And the Adon was sitting there and serving them. V'yutumos noshos mi'enav. And there were tears that were streaming down his eyes, but no flows b'koseim and falling into their cups. V'alos ha'shah nischatim gzar din. And that, for that maisa, the gzar din was sealed. V'amri la, meaning the Osa Shah, sounds like the Osa Shah when he was serving them. V'amri la, and some say al shtei psilos bin erecha. Some say that it was tzchatim gzar din because of shtei psilos. It's clearly a metaphor, right? For two wicks in one nair, meaning because of the maisa of adultery that happened over here that the student did. The Marsha says a beautiful thing. The Marsha says that these two versions of what the gzar din was nechtam for is two ways of understanding what exactly happened in the maisa. The beginning of the maisa just says it was 3 days. We don't know what happened. So the Marsha says the first pshat that said that the gzar din, first, again, we have two pshat, right? It's either the schat and gzar din because of the end of the maisa, that is, he was crying into the cup and they didn't care. The second pshat was that because of the maisa of Aver. So says the Marsha, the first pshat is holding that really he wasn't baala in the beginning. He didn't violate ishes ish. So that wasn't really the problem. That wasn't so bad yet. What he did at the end, that this whole scheme and this whole plot to get this whole thing to happen and then to shtach the guy, that was chatzim zartin. The second shot, the va'amila says, no, it was al shei psilos. Really, already the chatchila, he was bala, that was the maisavir. I was only a yachid. Marsha says, yeah, but everybody knew about it and they weren't maicha. The last thing is to get back to what Pesach was bothered about the tinoikos. Why do we care that, why did the guy say it was tinoikos? And I'll tell you, I was also a little bit bothered, and if this helped me, I was a little bit bothered, push up shot, like, this guy, I mean, he was willing to get rid of his wife in 2 seconds. I was like, ah, the ksuba's too much, but otherwise I should get rid of her. Like, and now he's crying. Like, what are you crying about? Like, you didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Why'd you get rid of your wife? Like, dude, like, maybe try to work it out a little bit. You know, a little counseling or something. Like, what is that? Now you're crying? Like, I don't feel so bad for him. Pshat says to Mashah, no, the Pshat is like this. The guy told him it was tinoikos. Why tinoikos? Because it was tinoikos. The Pasha Pshat is they weren't ma'anis her. They're tinoikos. So she started off with the tinoikos. And it was Beratzo. So the student was saying, listen, she's asur to you. You can't take her back. You might as well divorce her. Why do you have to pay the ksuba? Because you can't prove it. You're not going to be able to prove it. I'm adding this thing. You're not going to be able to prove it.
Is he Neman?
So, what?
Is one of you Neman for that?
No, there's no way. You don't have it.
What is he saying?
There's no Eidus.
Based on the fact that like, he told you.
He's like, I heard a rumor. There's no Eidus. He's not even one Eidus. There was no Eidus here. He's just saying, listen, I heard a rumor.
Right.
So he says, listen, but she's asur to you because you know that it happens. So she's asur to you. So listen. So that's why I said Tinoi, because Mimela, the guy, begrudgingly, against his will, he had to divorce his wife. He didn't want to divorce her, and then when he found out about the whole thing, now he was not going
to
cry.
Why does he have to?
What?
He's one aid. The guy's one. I don't know.
He didn't have to.
Okay, but say he didn't have to, but he was telling him, listen, this is what happened. She did it beratzon. I'm not saying halachically. The point is that he says, listen, she did it beratzon. You don't want her. Divorce her. I don't know if he was saying halachically. He was saying, it could have been this. The Shaila Halach is the Gemara in the end of the Dharm. You have to know. If you really believe her, you do have to divorce her. The Shaila Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrona, the last Mishnah Gemara in the Dharm. So I'm not going to get into Halach, but even without the Halachic aspect, there is a point where you could believe her, Halachically. But even without that, Stamazo, your wife was Mizana. And it was Beratzon. Come on, you don't want her. So he convinced him that's what happened. That's why the guy got rid of her. And Mela, that was the old shtick, and that was the Gzar. Okay, Shkoyach, we're back, Mr. Shem, tomorrow to regular.